Okay, so we're picking up with the last line of Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, around the words of Amar Rav Kehana. So it says the Gemara, Amar Rav Kehana, Darash Rav Nassan Bar Biyomi Mishmei, the Rebbe Tanchum. Rav Nassan, Rebbe Nassan, the Rebbe Tanchum, the following. Ner Shal Chanukah Shenichal Mala Me'eshrim Ama Psula Kesuka Uchemavoy. That the halacha is, if a person puts his Chanukah candles above 20 amos from the ground, that would be invalid because, Rashi says, because a person can't see it from above 20 amos, and therefore there's no persume nisa. And the same applies by sukkah, that if you have the schach above 20 amos, and if you have a mavoi, that also is going to be puzzled. The Ran points out not all the psalm are necessarily the same. When it comes to the korah, that might be the same, that you need something that's nikkur for erevin purposes, that for the mavoi to make a erev, that you need this korah over there that needs to be less than 20 amos, but with regards to sukkah, it might not be the same reasoning. And just an interesting nafkam, you know, is maybe, what about an apartment building, that's a machlokas later achronim, where, like, let's say in the city of Manhattan, let's say, where you have a ton of buildings, you have a ton of people who see across from you above 20 amos, so that's a shayla, and the achronim deal with that kasha, whether or not we could be more makel if there are other buildings of that height and people can see above 20 amos, but this is the rule of the Gemara, the standard rule, above 20 amos. Continues Gemara now. Ve'amar Rav Kehana, so this was just another statement in the name of Darash Rav Nassan Bar Nuim and Shmei Rav Tanchum. So once you mention that, we mentioned something else. It's one of the most famous Rashis in Chumash, Ma'ay Dechsiv. At least when I was growing up, I always remember this one. What is it? What it says, Va'bor Reikim B'mayim. The pit was empty and there was no water in it. So it says the Gemara, Mashmash Nimar Reik. So if I know that the pit was already empty, then obviously I know there's no water in it. So then what is it teaching you? There was no water in it. So there was no water in the pit. However, there were snakes and scorpions in the pit. So there are banas over there. But wait a second, Reuven tried to save them by throwing them into the pit. So he's going to throw them to a place where snakes and scorpions. So the Ramban suggests that maybe over there on Chumash, the Rabban on Chumash suggests that maybe that they didn't look into the pit exactly to see that it happened. It's just showing you the nase. Yosef was saved. They were just trying to throw him any pit. It happened to be that was very dangerous, and Hashem saved Yosef in that situation. Either way, continues the Gemara. Amar Rava, Ner Chanukah mitzvah nicha pepesach asmucha lepesach. When regards to the halacha of Ner Chanukah, you should dafka put it within a tefach of the doorway to one's house. Again, Rashi points out that this would be nicker. Who is the one who's lighting? If it's not by your doorway, no one's going to know who is placing it there. Rashi points out is both by the door of a courtyard, a chatzer, and the same would be the thing adjoining by the street, by the Rechov Ha'ir. Okay? That's what the Gemara says over here. Where does he put it? Ravacha b'derva, Amar b'yamin. You should put it on the right side. However, Rav Shmuel Radifti says, mismol on the left side, v'ilchasa, mismol weed paskin, you should put it on the left side. Why? Kedisha te ner chanukah, mismol mezuzah yamin. You dafka put the chanukah lights on your left side of the doorway, and the mezuzah on the right side of the doorway, surrounded by mitzvahs. That's the reason generally accepted. Like Chorin Breakdown, Shavuot quotes, is the idea of being surrounded by mitzvahs, and your whole house should be surrounded by mitzvahs on the left and on the right. Chassidim again are very makbid about the dinim of the Gemara. They go back that they do that also. They lit on the opposite side of the mezuzah, and that's how they light by the door even nowadays. Continues the Gemara now. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Vasim. Some say Amar Rav. Aser lahartos mos. Well, really, Pashas is not Rav. We're going to see because it's really Ravasi that it's aser lahartos mos kenegen ner Chanukah. It's forbidden to count money opposite the Chanukah light. So the shaila is over here in the statement of Ravasi. We already saw Rav that said earlier that it's forbidden to make use of Chanukah's light. So if it's an Isser to use it, so then obviously it's going to be Isser to count money. So a lot of Rishonim want to taina that over here, Balmor and others say that he said the Chiddush over here, Ravasi is not passing in like Rav. He's not as machmer to assume that it's like the Neros and the Beis Hamikdash Kol Tikkun Kinderaisa Tikkun, that the menorah was forbidden to have enough from the Neros and from the light, so too the Chanukah candles. No, he's being more tremendous. He thinks it is. It's just a Tashmish Mitzvah. However, it's a bizayon to the Mitzvah to count money, mundane things. However, the Nafkamin would be, according to these Rishonim, they hold that Rav Yehuda Ravasi would hold that it's mutter to do things of a mitzvah. Let's say to count tzedakah money that you're giving to tzedakah, that would be mutter according to Ravasi. Okay, that's what the Rishonim taina. This is a shita. Others disagree, but that's what we'll go with that. Kimer sekamay deshmul amar levichi ner kedusha yeshba. However, when I said this statement in front of Shmuel, Shmuel Sakasha, that's not true. There's no holiness that would allow to say this, so that's definitely not. So the Gemara asks Akasha, the maski for Rav Yosef, asks Akasha on Shmuel's shita. V'chidam kedusha yeshba, but does blood that you shecht an animal and the blood flows on the floor, is there any kedusha with that? And yet a person is not allowed to use his feet to kick dirt over, as we're going to see in a moment, to kick dirt over it. So if we see that there's a concept of bezuyah mitzvah, so two over here is a bezuyah mitzvah, then obviously it should be aser. So the Tanya, how do I know this? The Braisa tells us v'shafach v'chisah v'drasha v'chisa v'chisahu. Really, it should be that you should spill it and you cover it over the blood. After you shecht an animal, you have to cover the blood. But v'shafach v'chisa, the fact that they were together, we're teaching you that what you're using to shecht, meaning your hand, Rashi points out, that is what you use to spill it over. Use your hand to do the kisoy hadam. You don't do the kisoy hadam with your feet. Don't use it with your foot. Why not? Says the Braisa, Shalom, yeah, mitzvahs bezuyas alav. That your person shouldn't treat Hashem's commandments as something that's like something that you treat lightly. That's not bezuyas. It's disgusting. Kilo, but it's not the right way of doing it. You should do it in an honorable way. So the Gemara says over here, Achanami. So over here, Rav Yosef is pointing out that by the Chanukah light also, it's not appropriate to count money by the Chanukah light. Shalom, yeah, mitzvahs bezuyas alav. It's disrespectful for a person to be counting his Chanukah is money next to the Chanukah candles, obviously for not a mitzvah purpose. So the Gemara now says that was the kasha. Now the Gemara asks the following: Bo minei Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. They asked Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, Ma'oli stapik minoy sukkah kol shiva. So similar halachas, we're discussing the shailas of enjoying from having hana from tashmish mitzvah. So we're wondering over here: is it permissible to have hana or use the sukkah decorations? Noy sukkah is the sukkah decorations. So assuming that's a tashmish mitzvah, it's a beautifying the mitzvah of the sukkah. So is it mutter to use them? Amar lahem, Hare Amru Asur Laartos Maos Neged Ner Chanukah. So they asked the Shadav Rav Yishuv ben Levi, and he answered them based on Rav Asi's statement that it's Asur to count money opposite the Chanukah candle. So we see over here, it must be that there's a concept that it's forbidden to make use of a Tashmish Mitzvah for something that's a Bizayim, something that's not appropriate. So the Gemara has a kasha on this. Amar of Yosef. Rav Yosef doesn't like this. Marada Avram, that's usually the lashon he always says in Bnei Aksumas. He says a lot of times in the different Gemaras that this is the lashon of astonishment. The master of Avram, Taloi Tana B'Delo Tana. Rabbi Yeshua's ruling wasn't quoting a Braisa or a Tana. He was quoting an Amora, Ravasi. Ravasi is Amora. So that's that. He shouldn't be doing that. Sukkah Tana, however, we have an explicit Braisa that says by Sukkah it's Asur, and Chanukah lo Tanya, and Chanukah wasn't taught. So why doesn't he quote the Braisa about Sukkah? He's bothered. Quote the earlier source. Quote the Tana. The Tana, the Braisa tells us, if someone has a proper Sukkah, so he puts the Schach on properly, and then he made it very beautiful, Rashi said, with type of like colored curtains, and some nice linens, and then also he hung them, he had nuts, peaches, almonds, pomegranates, then you have clusters of grapes and some grains, yenos, shoshmanim, eslasos, and then you add also wine and flour, also the stock grains. So you can't use those decorations as ad motziyonta of ad achor shel chag. If I want to take it, I'm hungry, and I see these beautiful grapes, let me eat this. No, that's aser. You're not allowed to use them until the last night of chag, meaning after Til Shmini Atzeres. However, if you made a stipulation, you make a t'nai, then it would be okay. I call it t'nai. Then it would make a stipulation that if you wanted to use it, you're allowed to use it. Then it's mutter. So Rav Yosef is bothered. We have a beferish brace that says that's right. And over here they asked the shaila to Rabbi Shimon Levi, and he's quoting the Samura Ravasi. Quote the earlier source. Quote the brace. So says the Gemara. No, Elam Rav Yosef really avud de kulo dam. The father literally. Meaning, where do we learn the whole source of bezuyah mitzvahs and treating a mitzvah nicely? Rav Yosef says that we learn that from Dam, which had a drasha, potentially maybe even deraisa could potentially this drasha. This drasha, though, either way, even if it's a smachta, that's the ikker. From Dam, the fact that you're not allowed to use your feet to cover the Dam, that would be the ikker source. And from there, we learn the Tashmishi mitzvah, you have to treat appropriately, which would then be we learn out to Sukkah, and then we learn out to Chanukah as well, that again, by Sukkah, you can't use your decorations unless you make a t'nai. And even the t'nai, by the way, just to point out, Halacha L'maisa, the Magen Avraham quotes that it's not kedai to use a t'nai. The minhag is not to use a t'nai, even though the Gemara says it's okay, and really, if a person did it, it would be okay. But we try to, you have no Yasukkah, you have your decorations, don't use them. For us, it's not so much an issue. What are you going to do with your decorations? The only shaila comes about if it falls off. And the answer, okay, I'm not going to answer that right now. But for us, it's less of an issue to eat it. Hopefully, the person's not going to be eating his decorations. But either way, the Magen Avraham recommends not making it tonight. Here's the Gemara now. Itmar. Rav Amar in Madlikin min Ner l'Ner. With garments, again, we're still in the Neros Chanukah. Rav Paskin, that it's usher to light from one candle to the other light, from the other candle. Shmuel Amar Madlikin, and Shmuel says you are allowed to light from one to the other. Rav Amar in Matirin. Tzitzis mi beged lebeged. Rav said that one is not allowed to take off the tzitzis strings from one four-corner garment to the other four-corner garment, because that is a bizayon to the first garment. That's how the Achronim explain. Shmuel Amar Matir and Mibegel Abrega. Shmuel says, no, since you're pointing out the second garment, it's not a bizayon to the first. Rav Amar In Alachik. So once we're mentioning these two psukim, Rashi points out, we're mentioning these three halachas because these are the three cases that usually the halacha is, we paskin like Rav B'Yisurei. In these three examples, we do not paskin. These are the three exceptions to the rule that we don't paskin like Rav B'Yisurei. So that's why we're mentioning it. Rav Amar In Alachik Rav Shimon B'Greir. The halacha doesn't follow Rav Shimon with regards to dragging a bench. What is this? There's a machlokas tanaim, and one could perform a permitted act on Shabbos when it's going to be possible that he is going to do something accidentally or mamela, something's going to come out as a totsah, something that's going to come out as a result of his doing this. The example we're about to bring is, we'll see in a second. So the Gemara says, the lach would be like Shimon is Mekel. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Kol Mile Derav, Avid, Kol Mile Demar, Avid Kirav, and all these examples of Yisurim, you follow Rav, and Yisur had to be Paschal like Rav when it comes to following these halachas. However, the Barmah last of Kishmuel. These three examples we Paschal like Shmuel, which is the following. Madlikim and Erin, according we Paschal like Shmuel, you're allowed from one Hanukkah light to the other Hanukkah light to use it. And Matir and Mibegel Abegel, also someone is allowed to take off the tzitzis garments from one garment to the other garment. The halacha of Reb Shimon Begreira, and the halacha follows Reb Shimon regards to dragon. What is the case of dragon? Now we're going to mention it. Tanya. As is taught in the Braisa, Rabbi Shimon Omer Gorer Adam Mita Kisa V'Savsal V'Lval Shalei Skaven Lasos Charet. A person is allowed to drag a bench, literally a bed, a chair, or a bench on the ground on Shabbos V'Lval Shalei Skaven Lasos Charet, as long as he's not intending to make a furrow, which Rashi points out could either be the malacha of Rashi says it's either the malacha of one second. Rashi says it's the told of the Choresh or Bona. Either it's a plowing or it might be the Isser of building. Either way, it's an Isser Deraisa. So when I'm doing that, it could happen that this would happen. So if it only is a potential to happen, then it would be Mutter according to Reb Shimon. That's how we paskin. That Darvash and Meskavin is Mutter. Ever, if you wanted the result to happen, then for sure it's going to be Usser. Then it would not be called Darvash and Meskavin. So this is very nogea for a lot of the things that a person does. If it's not going to be a Psik Resha, Psik Resha means it's definitely going to happen. If it's not definitely going to happen, it would be Mutter to do on Shabbos. We paskin like that, like Reb Shimon. Continues the Gemara now. Yosef Ahum Rabbanan Kamei de Rav Adar Bar Ava V'Yosef V'Kamar Taimed de Rav Mishum Bizuya Mitzvah. So one of the Rabbanim who was in front of Adar Bar Ava says the reason of Rav. Rav was saying that the reason is because it's disrespectful to the mitzvah to do this. So according to this explanation, Rav Shmuel speaking of a case where one Rashi points out you're using a wood chip to light. So it's like you're having a shamash. You have a, or for us it would be like the wax candle. So you take the wax candle. And I use the other, I have one of my Hanukkah candles are lit, let's say it's the third night, and now I take the wax candle and I use that other, the Hanukkah candle to light my wax candle to now light the other two. So the fact that you're lighting that wax candle, that's a bizayon for the mitzvah. That's a bizayon for the mitzvah. Amar lehu. So, however, Rav Adar Bar Ava didn't like the explanation of Rav. He said, lo tatzayle. Don't listen to his reasoning. That's not the reasoning of Rav. Rather, the reason of Rav is taimei derav mishum dekamechachesh mitzvah. Rav's reasoning is because someone is weakening the mitzvah. How are you weakening the mitzvah? But Rav says, it appears like you're weakening. And the moment I put one candle to the other candle, it looks like I've lowered the first candle. So even for that moment that I've done that, it looks like you're weakening the candle. You're diminishing the mitzvah. So therefore, it should be usher. Rav Adar Bar Ava wants to paskin. So the Gemara now says, "My benayu, is there a nafkamina between their two explanations?" The Gemara answers, "Yes, there is." Ikabinayu to kamadlik mishraga l'shagva. There'd be a difference if a person is lighting directly from one Hanukkah light to the other Hanukkah light. So if you're explaining it because mandam rishon bizim mitzvah, if you assume it's only because it's disrespecting for the mitzvos, so then mishraga l'shraga malik, then you would be light directly from one Hanukkah light to the other light. Again, we explained that the first reasoning, the only problem was when I lit, the first candle was already lit, and now I'm using it to light that wood chip. Lighting that wood chip is what's disrespectful. However, if I light directly from that first candle, second candle, according to the first explanation of this Talmud in front of Rav Adar Bar Ava, it'd be totally fine. Even according to according to Shmuel, it would be fine. However, man da'amar mishum achushim mitzvah. Someone says about diminishing the mitzvah, mishrag l'sham, and I'm asking that Shmuel would then hold that it would be usher even to light from one candle, one light to the other candlelight would also be usher. Why? Because you're using it in a bizayon mitzvah. Using this wood chip would be usher, even according to Shmuel. So now the Gemara is a kasha. The Meisiv Rav Avi Ravi asks a kasha. Based on the following, how could it be on the first explanation of Rav? Because according to the first explanation, again Shmuel would be saying that it's mutter to light with the wood chip. So the Gemara asks a kasha: Sela shel Meiser Sheni. The lach of Meiser Sheni is a person has a lot of fruits in the when Maaser Sheni years are 1, 2, 4, 5, right? 3 and 6. Years 3 and 6 of the Shemitah cycle are Maaser Ani. 1, 2, 4, and 5 are the years of Maaser Sheni. So in the years of Maaser Sheni, you have, again, you have Truma, you have Maaser Rishon, you give the Maaser Rishon 10% to the, you give Truma the 2% to the Kohen, Maaser Rishon, you give 10%, after that you take 10% and give it to the Levi. After that you take off another 10%, right? And then you take off 10% of that and you give it to, you bring it to Yerushalayim on years 1, 2, 4, and 5. Years 3 and 6, you give it to a poor person. So what if you have a, Baruch Hashem, a person is doing so well, he's so wealthy, you have a ton of fruit. So what do? You don't have, you can't bring, it would be a very big tercha to bring, you know, 10,000 apples to Yerushalayim. So what do? I can be poded onto money. So that money is now, has a status somewhat of hektish, because I'm going to use that money to buy other items in Yerushalayim, and I have to buy items similar to it. The Gemara is addressing exactly what you can buy, but l'maisa, you buy items and you eat them in Yerushalayim. So now, the Gemara now says, the Baisa tells us that ein shokla kenegdo, with this money, this coin, ein shokla kenegdo dinari zav. You're not allowed to weigh something that's not kodesh, a gold dinar of kodesh opposite it. To see the proper weight of it. So the Gemara says, "Vafila chalav maos meister sheni achar." And even this is even if one intends to redeem the second, the meister sheni, right? This the other meister sheni fruits onto these other coins still usher to weigh them. So now the Gemara says, "I amet bishlama." If it's going to be explained in Kipligid Rav Shmuel Maner Lener, when Rav Shmuel arguing is only when one is lighting directly from one to the other. Rav would see, even that's Asr, and Shmuel says that would be mutter. However, Shmuel would agree that lighting with the wood chip is a bizayon. Even Shmuel would say that that's Asr. Aval bekinsa Asr Shmuel. So in that case, the wood chip would also be Asr according to Shmuel. Halo tavatiyofta, then this bracer is not a kasha on Shmuel. However, ilamret bekinsa namishari. If you want to say that Shmuel permits you even to light from one light to the second light with the mediums of the wood chip, which seemingly would be a bizayon to the nearest Hanukkah, then why over here, hatavitiyofta, why over here is this, why is this Asr to weigh the weights of the Maos Meister Sheni? What's the problem? It's just a coin right now. Lamaisa, I'm going to bring it to Yerushalayim and I'm weighing it for a purpose of something that's of a beneficial purpose. Why can't I do it according to Shmuel if you assume that there's no real issue of Bizayon of Mitzvos? So the Gemara rejects the kasha. The Gemara says, "Amarabah gzera shemalei skaven mishkalosa v'kamafik l'chulin." It's a simple. It's a chumrah only with regards to the din of Meister Sheni, because we're afraid that a person's weights aren't going to be the exact same, and let's say it's too much, let's say. So then you're taking coins that are not Kodesh, you're not using it for a purpose of a mitzvah, in which case it turns out you're weighing coins, Rashi points this out, that it's not conducted for the sake of the mitzvah, and therefore it would be usher because you're doing something disrespectful, not for the sake of the mitzvah. However, when doing something a little bit disrespectful for the sake of the mitzvah comes out, that Shmuel would say that that's mutter, so you can't ask Akasha, we don't fundamentally reject this first shita that was quoted, that Shmuel would allow you to use the means of a wood chip. Maybe that is the way that Shmuel should be interpreted. Okay, so now the Gemara has a kasha on both Rav and Shmuel now. The Gemara says the following. That in a situation, again, Meisi Rav Sheshes Mechutz LaParochas Ha'idus Yaroch. So the Rav Sheshes says, the Braisa quotes the Drasha, that in regards to lighting the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, it says that Mechutz LaParochas, outside of the Parochas, that's where Aaron shall arrange the menorah. So the Gemara says, "V'chila ora v'tzarech." Does he have to? Does Hashem need the menorah's light? V'alo kol arba'im yom shenalcha b'nei yisrael v'mirud aloi alchula oro. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had his own personal light for Klal Yisrael. He obviously wasn't doing this. Ela edus yilabaya olam, that this was an edus, it was a testimony for everyone in the world to realize that Shechina shor v'Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's divine presence is dwelling amongst Klal Yisrael. Ma edus. So what exactly was this testimony? Amar Rav Zonim Ravi. The fact that the western lamp miraculously lit throughout the night, That was the big miracle, and it continued to do so. Rashi says, and through to the period of Shimon HaTzadik, afterwards it didn't have this miracle nor. Shenosim b'shemen kemidas chaverseh. The coin put the same amount of oil equal to that of all its other ones. However, it miraculously stayed lit, and from that western lamp, he would light the other lamps each evening. So that's going to be the important point for us. The fact that each evening he would light light from the Ner Meravi, then Ubam Simon with it would also conclude preparing the lamps, meaning the next night, so that would be, the other lamps were put out, would go out in the morning, the time when the Kohen would clean them up and replace their oils and wicks. The western lamp, however, would, again, like we pointed out, would miraculously burn throughout the day. Then its preparation for the next kindling wouldn't occur until right before evening, when the Kohen removed all the burning wicks with oil, he would refill the lamp with the oil and put in this new wick. That was the miracle. But we see from here, though, the important point of Menorah Ma'alik, that he would lit from the western lamp to, and use it to light the other neros.
So the Gemara now says, "V'ha'halcha kevan de kavai neiros." But in this situation of the menorah, the lamps are permanently attached to each other of the menorah, right? The seven branches of the menorah, each one permanently attached. You can't extend it from another. Lo saga de la mashakav and luke. It's impossible to light the other lamps without using a means of something else, like the wood chip that we mentioned before that was for sure usher, according to the way we just wanted to say. Kasha. According to this, it's a kasha on both of Rav's explanations. Bein l'amar mishum buzi mitzvah, bein l'amar mishum mechushim mitzvah. Both reasonings of Rav are going to be problematic, and even Shmuel is going to be problematic. In the second version of Shmuel is also problematic over here, that if you assume that the wood chip was going to be usher. So the Gemara is wondering, so again, how are we going to answer this? So the Gemara says, Targum Rav Papa, Batilos Aruko. So Rav Papa explained that this, if you have very long wicks, then you'd be able to light from one to the other. You don't have to use the means of the wood chip in between. The Gemara says, okay, but that would only answer Shmuel's second interpretation. However, sof l'man d'amar mishum echushim mitzvah kasha, but according to the one who says that Rav said this halacha because lighting from one to the other is going to be like it's diminishing, it looks like it's weakening the first light, and it should be aser. So then according to Rav, why was it mutter to do this in Beis HaMikdash? The whole din of Chanukah comes from the Beis HaMikdash. If it's mutter to do it in the Beis HaMikdash, Kal v'chomer, it's going to be mutter to do it by Neros Chanukah. So the Gemara answers, you're right, Kasha, it's indeed a Kasha on Rav. We don't have a Teretz. Kasha, usually Gemara assumes that there could be a Teretz that we don't have one, but it's not necessarily a Tiyufta, that's a complete rejection of the Shita. Now the Gemara asks, my Havala, what is going to be with the regards to the halacha, whether one is allowed to light from one to the other? The Shaila and Tosas asks us, what do you mean? We quoted before, the Rabbi Chmenek said, he said that we follow Shmuel with it. I guess, why don't we hold this? So Shmuel Tosas points out, maybe just simply we don't accept Rabbi's understanding. But either way, the Gemara wants to know, how do we pass against? So the Gemara says, Tali on the following Chakira. Amar Avuna Breit of Yeshua Chazina, we have to see the mitzvah of lighting the Chanukah, how is it fulfilled? Is it fulfilled? He had lakos the mitzvah, is it fulfilled through the lighting of the candles? That accomplishes the mitzvah, Madnika Menera Lener. Then Rav would agree that you're allowed to light from one to the other. Because the fact that in the Beis HaMikdash it's mutter, and we see that there's no disrespect from one to the other, then if they're doing the mitzvah, that lighting from one to the other is considered one act of the mitzvah, according to this, how Rashi explains it, and then it is permitted. However, hanachos mitzvah, if the neros of Chanukah are done through the placement, putting it, the ikar is persume nisa l'chora, and if the ikar is persume nisa, then putting it in the right area where it needs to be lit. So I could light, theoretically, according to this, an afkamina would be, let's say I lit in a place where it's usher to light. Or let's say Rashi Toto says, a cheresh shot of a katan light. A katan lights my Chanukah candles. I'm not yotzeh with a katan lighting it, but he lights in the wrong place. He lit it inside the house. I need to put it outside the house where everyone's going to see it. So if I put it outside the house, my yotzeh, I have to relight it. So if you assume a nachos and mitzvah, then I don't have to relight it. So then, because the ikar l'chora, because the ikar is persuminisa, and the ikar persuminisa is showing the mitzvah, the nes. So I've done that by putting it in the right place, and the placement is the ikar. So then, if that's the ikar, if the ikar is the placement, then one is not allowed to light from light to light. Why not? Because Rashi points out, even though you're not using wood chips, however, it's still going to be usher because when you're lighting, it's not fully the act of the mitzvah. Then lighting from one to one is showing a bizayin of the mitzvah because it's not all one part. It's not one action of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is putting it down later. So doing the bizayin of the first part would not be considered one stage of the mitzvah according to Rashi, and therefore it would be usher. So the Gemara says, and how do I know this? By the way, we have the Chacham had this shayla already. Hadlaka is a mitzvah, nachal mitzvah, mitzvah. Would the hadlaka, is the lighting going to create the mitzvah of Chanukah, or is the placement, again, the Nafkamina Tosas quoted over here, the Gemara is going to mention in a moment, is Cher Shot of a Katan lighting it? Let's just refer to a Katan, lights it, and I put it in the right area, am I allowed to, is that good enough or not? So the Gemara says, Tashma, we can learn a proof from the following. The Amar Rava Rava says, Hayat Tafush Ner Chanukah V'Omed. If someone is standing and holding the Chanukah lights from the time that he lit it by the doorway and then it went out, Lo Asav Lo Klum. He's not Yotzei anything. So the Gemara now says, Shma Mina Nachos Emitzvah. We can arrive from here that placement is the Iker. Is where you place is going to be the Iker over here, because when the person's, he already lit it. And only when he didn't have a chance to put it down yet, he should still say that you're yotze with the mitzvah at that point. So the Gemara says no. Hasam aroy omer, it's not even yotze according to one who says halakos is a mitzvah, because the person who's, anyone who sees him, the whole ikar is again persuming nisa. So the guy who sees him thinks that tzarko udinakile, he was holding a candle for his purposes, even though it was a time of Chanukah, but still, you're holding a light. Maybe I was using it because it was dark outside. They didn't have electricity. So that's what I would have thought. So the Gemara now says, Tashma, we could bring another raya. Damar Rava Elika Bifnim Veotzia Lo Asa Vilo Klum. If a person lighted inside the house where you're not supposed to be lighting it, again, times where you're supposed to be lighting outside, and then he put it outside and placed it by the doorway, he's not Yotzi anything because he lit it in the wrong place.
So the Gemara says, "Yemar bishlav alakos the mitzvah." Then, if you hold that the lighting is the mitzvah, then alakom akomayin, and I need to light it in a place that's proper. So then, mishumachil lo asav aloklum, because of this, he hasn't accomplished anything. He's not yotze. Ela yemar tanachom mitzvah. According, but if you hold the one that you have to, the ikar is where you place it. Where does it care where I first lit it? I light it inside, then I bring it back outside. As long as I put it in the right place, I'm going to be yotze my Hanukkah candles. And Gemara says, "Amai lo asav aloklum." Why didn't he accomplish anything at all? According to the one who says it's all about hanacha, we must derive from here that it's alakos the mitzvah. So Gemara rejects this also. Gemara says, "Hasam." No, they hear also. Person sees him carrying it out. He's going to think, why is he bringing this outside? Because it's dark outside. Because you didn't light it. You didn't see you light it and do it there. Then it's not a lack of persume nisa. And even the one who holds a nachal mitzvah would be problematic in this situation because there is no persume mitzvah over here. So the Gemara says finally, Tashma damar b'shub and Levi. B'shub and Levi says, Shoshis. If someone has a glass lantern that was lighting through Erev Shabbos and lit through Motzei Shabbos, the Motzei Shabbos mechabe malika. So then on Saturday night, on Motzei Shabbos, you would have to extinguish the light and then relight it in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Hanukkah candles on Motzei Shabbos. So the Gemara says now, Yara bishlam alakos the mitzvah, if you assume that the lighting is the ikar mitzvah over here, so then it makes sense because I need to relight it. I didn't light it yet. I lit it on Erev Shabbos. I light Yara tanachos the mitzvah, but if you assume that the placement is the ikar over here, I'm in mechabe malika, the ruling over here that you should extinguish the lantern and then relight it, that's not correct. What do you need to do? You should have to extinguish the light, then lift it up, and then put it down. Meaning you have to bring it, because you have to put it in the right spot. You need to do the hanacha in the right area. So Tosfos asks the kasha, why do you have to put it out? Just pick it up and put it down? Okay, I am the Tosfos for the Teretz. So the Gemara now says, Ve'od. So another, continuing the proof, Midak Kamar Varchina, Sherkin, Shaman Savannah, Lahadlik, Ner Chanukah. To light the Hanukkah candles. So it's obvious that the Rabbanan who said this and they give us the mitzvah, Shmamina, Lekos, the mitzvah, if that's the case, Shmamina, that it's a good proof that the Iker is lighting the Hanukkah candles. So now the Gemara says, Vahashta, Armina, Lekos, the mitzvah, now that we see that the Iker is lighting the candles, Adlika, Chayr, Shotav, Ekatan, Loasav, Aklokum, if a Chayr, Shotav, Ekatan, who there's three people are generally assumed to, right, a deaf mute person who is mentally unstable, doesn't have a das, and a person who's a kid under the age of 13 or a girl under the age of 12, if they light the Hanukkah candles, I'm not yotze at all, and even if I put them in the right area. However, the Gemara just parenthetically mentioned that Isha Vadamnika, a woman, is yotze and is allowed to light the Hanukkah candles because God, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Nashamai, Chayav, Ben Hanukkah, Shev, Nasanis, women are fully Chayav because they were also involved in the miracle. Rashi says, why? Because they used to have the Gzeros on them also. The Yavanim made that all women who were supposed to get married, they had to be raped by the generals of the Greek army. And also Rashi points out that Yehudis was the one who did the mitzvah with the whole mitzvah over there in Megillas. In the Megillah over there that discusses the Hanukkah and Yanim, so we see that they were part of the miracle, so therefore they're Chayav. So if a man's not going to be, just Agav points is, if a man's not going to be Yotze at the Iker time, he's coming home at 11 o'clock at night for work purposes, Elachora, it might be Kedai, you have to ask your local posek, it might be Kedai to have your woman, to have your wife light for you, she's fully Chayav in the mitzvah just like you are, and maybe she should be lighting at the Iker time. Many are not so into this, but that is a Shaila, once they assume that they're Chayav. Okay, we'll pick up from here tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.